Koster says the case alleging Missouri's lethal injection protocol was unconstitutional had been caught up in federal court on and off for more than 2 years.
The basic argument that was put forth in the Clemens versus Crawford case was that the three-drug protocol caused paralysis, but then one of the drugs that was injected into the defendant's body would cause excruciating internal suffering prior to death.
Koster says the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court not to hear the case makes it clear that Missouri's method of execution, the same as is used in other states, is not cruel and unusual punishment. He says all hurdles have been set aside.
We will now go back to the Missouri Supreme Court, and in appropriate cases where the all of the federal appeals have been run, we will go ahead and ask the Missouri Supreme Court to set execution dates.
He's already asked for an execution date for a man convicted of murder in St. Louis. Executions in Missouri were put on hold 12 months ago by the Eighth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals while the case was reviewed. That court's ruling led to the petition to the U.S. Supreme Court. Ryan Femuliner, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.